Australia is here, we'll stay here. We're committed to being with Papua New Guinea at this time and into the future.
Through the PNG Australia Partnership, we have a long collaboration with the government of PNG and Health.
And we work side by side with the PNGDF and their Department of Defence.
PNG and Australian governments also prioritise the need to address the issue of family and sexual violence.
Australia's assistance to Papua New Guinea really covers all sectors.
Communities in the Cocoretric region are continuing improvements to education outcomes through their partnership with the Cocora Initiative Program to strengthen teacher quality, school governance, and infrastructure. Teachers at schools along the Cocora Track are being supported by the Cocora Initiative Program through teacher training, capacity building for school boards of management, and new infrastructure, including staff housing and classrooms. 2020 was a challenging year for everyone, including students, and teachers had to cope with the pandemic and the new normal. Regular hand washing with soap and water or hand sanitizer, wearing of face masks, and maintaining social distancing. The COVID-19 pandemic created uncertainty around health and safety, and many schools were closed for extended periods. But schools, including those in the Cocoretric region, had to eventually resume classes under the new normal. The Australian government is maintaining its assistance to teachers in this region through the Cocora Initiative Program. I'm Greg Avira, and this month we look at our support to education in the Cocora Track region. To discuss the education support in Cocora, I have with me Patrick Williams, Second Secretary, Cocora Initiative Program at the Australian High Commission.
Thank you, Patrick, for joining us on the program. To start off, can you tell us more about the PNG Australia Partnership's Cocora Initiative?
Hi Greg, very good to be with you here today. Very pleased to tell you a little bit more about the Cocora Initiative. So the Cocora Initiative is a partnership between the governments of Papua New Guinea and Australia, and it is something that is really built out of the shared history. The shared history which was particularly pronounced during World War II and focused around the Cocora campaign, but of course it's not exclusively about the Cocora campaign, but the Cocora Initiative recognises that there is this special region here between Port Moresby and Boona on the north coast in Oro Province, in which there is this very, very focused, very, very important interests that both PNG and Australia share, which include military heritage, environmental interests, as well as tourism interests, and fostering the tourism asset that the Cocora Track embodies. So, what we have recognised between the governments is that the Cocora Track is an enduring symbol of the close relationship and the friendship between Papua New Guinea and Australia. And since 2010, PNG and Australia have partnered through the Cocora Initiative to promote a sustainable, inclusive development of the Cocora Track region, which includes a commitment from both governments to enhance the quality of life of the communities along the Cocora Track. In that Cocora Track area, there are more than 15,000 local community members and landowners, and they are residents and landowners and communities of what the PNG government has determined to be an interim protected zone, which is between Owa's Corner in the central province end and Cocora Station on the northern end, which also includes some special heritage areas in Boona, Gona and the northern beaches.
What are the challenges of education in the Cocora Track region, and how are they being addressed?
The Cocora Initiative is really structured around a framework that the government of PNG has put together. That includes development investments along the track for the people and for the environment. So the work that we do through the Cocora Initiative under education really forms part of investments that both governments are making to improve livelihoods of the people through investments in education. So it's estimated that just 15% of Papua New Guineans live in urban areas. For people like those in the Kokoda Track, who live in communities along the Kokoda Track, there are limited opportunities to access high quality education. High quality education requires a high degree of professional training by teachers. It requires good school governance, and it requires, most importantly, strong community engagement in the learning process of students. An independent survey that was carried out in 2019 indicated that there were still challenges to maintaining enrollment rates throughout the school year. And there might be multiple reasons why students are not attending continuously. Inconsistent enrollment has been identified by provincial education departments and officials here in PNG as having a direct effect on student education outcomes. So through the Kokoda Initiative, Australia is working with the government of PNG to boost teacher quality and access through their access to better, higher quality learning materials, ongoing teacher training, and is also making investments in improvements to school governance at the individual school level, and providing incentives to improve parental engagement in the students' in children's education. So what we have found is this partnership, which has been in place for over 10 years, is having measurable positive impacts on student enrollment, on student retention, and that in turn improves learning outcomes for students. So these are all priority focus areas from the PNG National Education Plan, and ultimately we think, you know, these improved education will improve opportunities for students.
Okay, beyond improving learning outcomes, what are the broader impacts of access to better quality teaching and education?
So education is an extremely high priority for the government of PNG. We know it's a fundamental pillar for improving a broad-based development of PNG, and Australia is supporting PNG at every level to improve education outcomes. We're working at broader national levels, of course, but in my case, we're working in particularly focused on the areas of the Kokoda Track and the communities of the Kokoda Track. Education provides a foundation for people to fulfill their potential, and all children deserve their opportunity to access a high quality education to be able to reach their full potential. Education also supports people to be more productive in their careers, and that provides them the opportunity to earn a better living and to enjoy a better quality of life. It empowers children as they enter careers and the workforce to better contribute to their families as well, and to support those that depend on them, including their communities and more broadly the country. So ultimately, it's about providing more equitable access to education. Equity versus quality is always a difficult balance to strike, but broad equitable access to education is really a fundamental pillar for reducing poverty and improving health and well-being outcomes more broadly.
Thank you, Patrick. We will now take a short break, and when we return, we will hear more about the work being done in the education space along the Kokoda Track region.
So many reasons to be there. so many blessings that I can't repay, and I never would have made it here without you, sending angels to guide me on my way. You keep giving me joy, you keep giving me happiness, you keep giving me hope, you keep giving me everything I wish, you keep holding me up when I'm about to fall. And if even all of that was not enough, you keep giving me
Welcome back. You're listening to AHC On Air. I have with me Patrick Williams from the Australian High Commission Kokoda Initiative Program. Patrick, can you tell us about the different aspects of the Kōpura Initiative's education program, and specifically what activities are reaching schools in the region?
The Kokoda Initiative supports 60 schools, and that includes 19 primary schools and 41 elementary schools, and that includes approximately 200 teachers across the Kokoda Track region. Many of the activities cover teacher capability development, development of school management and governance, providing alternative education pathways to teachers to maintain their skills and to top up their skills, and the delivery of approved education infrastructure projects.
You mentioned the 19 primary schools and the 41 elementary schools in the region. What kind of support is given directly to these schools?
So the support we're providing through the Kokoda Initiative is to support teachers to improve their skills and upgrade their qualifications through the flexible, open and distant education system. So we're providing scholarships to teachers to be able to upgrade their qualifications while they are working as teachers themselves. So that's in-service training, it's called. So in 2019, the Kokoda Initiative supported a total of 20 teachers and health workers with these types of scholarships to help them upgrade their qualifications to stay up to date with PNG government teaching and teaching requirements, to be able to maintain their qualification as a teacher and to maintain their work in the schools in which they are working. In 2020, we took a look at how well the program was assisting these 20 teachers from the previous year, and we also supported an additional 20 scholarships. So what's happening now is that 20 teachers from the northern end of the track are attending the Kokoda Track Foundation Flexible Open and Distance Education College, and another 20 from the southern end of the track are attending the Central FODE College in Port Moresby. From the 40 scholarships, 32 of these are for teachers, while another 8 are for health workers. And of all of the scholarships that the Kokoda Initiative has provided, 80% of the scholarship holders are women, which is a really, really good outcome as well. So just to provide one example, there's a 41-year-old elementary teacher. Her name is Mrs. Rita Ravu, and she's currently completing her Year 11 qualification through the FODE at Iarowari Agricultural High School in Sugeri in Central Province, and she's told the workers of the program that she's very excited to upgrade her qualifications. And once she's able to get through Year 11, she plans to get through her Year 12, Grade 12 certificate, and this will mean that she will be qualified to teach elementary schools Grades 1 and 2. We're really, through this program, through this support, we're helping teachers achieve their ambitions to be able to remain qualified, to remain teaching, and to remain as major contributors to their communities.
I understand the Kokoda Initiative also supports school infrastructure improvements on the track. How does that contribute to the teachers' teaching quality at the schools?
So what we found is much evidence and much research would suggest that very high quality, decent, reliable infrastructure is really critical to maintaining good outcomes in the learning environment. Across 10 years of the Kokoda Initiative, the program has constructed 12 teachers' houses and 13 double classrooms, and what we've found is this improves the teacher recruitment rates for those schools and the retention of those teachers once they start working at those schools. And this was particularly true in the work that we've conducted in the Mount Koyari catchment. Housing is an important issue for almost every school, and the housing of teachers. Where there is a proper teacher's house, where there is a water tank, where there is a good quality toilet and shower facilities, teachers who are enrolled to teach will settle in well, and they will be committed to that area. They will be committed to being reliable workers and reliable service providers to those communities. So on top of that, 85% of the teachers in the region have received in-service training to deliver the PNG National Government standards-based curriculum.
We will now take a short break. More after these messages.
We will all realize that He loves us.
Welcome back. Before the break, we heard about the infrastructure support provided under the Kokoda Initiative Program to schools in the Kokoda region. We will now learn more about the training being provided to upskill teachers in the region. Patrick, can you tell us about some of the trainings teachers undertake to strengthen capacity building?
Sure. So over the years, the Kokoda Initiative has delivered various training to meet the change in policy within the PNG National Education Guidelines. Some of the changes have included updates to the standards-based curriculum, phonics training, as well as the SLIP training, which improves school governance. Some of the training has also included a week introduction to management training for the head of school and for senior teachers. So board members at more than 60 schools have been trained in key governance skills, including planning, budgeting and financial management. This training is usually conducted by the school inspector responsible for each catchment. And it's conducted in all three catchments relevant to the Kokoda Initiative, and those are Kokoda, Mount Koyari and Sogeri. What we have found is that stronger governance leads to a more inclusive, transparent and accountable implementation of school learning improvement plans, or what I mentioned earlier, we call them SLIP plans. This ensures communities, parents and schools can identify education priorities in the allocation of school funds together.
How does this support of communities strengthen education as a whole?
So, supporting communities through parents are encouraged to participate in school activities and work with their schools in helping to identify priorities in the allocation of school funds, especially the school learning improvement plans. So when parents are more engaged, there's a positive flow-on effect of improved governance and in the whole allocation of funds and resources that school has. The parents and the school know intimately what is needed for their students. What we found is that 1 in 5 parents in the Kokoda Track region are active in the school board of management or parent citizens committees. And currently, all schools have functioning boards of management, and they will have at least one female representative. And through the Kokoda Initiative, we're encouraging students, encouraging the parents of students to become more active in the school boards of management. So, through the Kokoda Initiative, people in the Kokoda Track region are moving towards better education outcomes for their communities, and we're seeing positive improvements on the student enrollment and learning outcomes as well.
Finally, 2020 was a challenging year for everyone. Schools had to close for uncertain periods due to COVID-19. How did the Kokoda Initiative respond to the pandemic in assisting schools in the Kokoda Track region? And is that an ongoing activity?
Sure, and indeed, COVID has affected the Kokoda Initiative just as it has affected just about everything else that our two countries are facing together. But through the Kokoda Initiative, Australia worked very closely with the government of PNG to ensure that many of the program investments and the supports that are being put in place were responded to the more immediate needs of the communities as a result of COVID-19. The education team of the Kokoda Initiative prioritised COVID control measures by distributing information materials and personal protective equipment to all of the 60 schools along the Kokoda Track. As part of the Kokoda Initiative school monitoring visits with school inspectors, an assessment was done on each school's compliance to the new normal COVID protocols as set out by the government of PNG. And what these visits and these information sharing did was it raised the level of awareness about health and hygiene, which includes the key protocols that many of us are very aware of now, regular hand washing, keeping a safe social distance, avoiding touching of the face and wearing a mask while in crowded places, and of course staying home if there are any symptoms of being unwell. And these are all part of the new normal protocols that all of us need to adhere to as strictly as we can. Among the things that were distributed by the Kokoda Initiative to schools included nine water and sanitation kits for schools that were particularly unable to access water. This provided better access to clean, reliable water for hand washing. And COVID-19 awareness raising initiatives were also completed in these schools. The packs, the hygiene packs, were redistributed throughout 2020 every school term. So as part of the COVID information awareness raising measures, Kokoda Initiative is working with other partners, which include the No Roads Expedition Foundation, to produce over 7,000 face masks, which will be distributed for all students at the 60 schools on the track and to additional schools on the northern beaches.
Well, listeners, that was Patrick Williams from our Kokoda Initiative team at the Australian High Commission. Patrick, once again, thank you for these updates on our support in the Kokoda Track region. And listeners, thank you for tuning in. I'm Greg Avira. Join us same time next month for another AHC On Air edition. Have a safe week. Bye for now.
Australia is here. We'll stay here. We're committed to being with Papua New Guinea at this time and into the future.
Through the PNG Australia Partnership, we have a long collaboration with the Government of PNG and Health.
And we work side by side with the PNGDF and their Department of Defence.
PNG and Australian governments also prioritise the need to address the issue of family and sexual violence.
Australia's assistance to Papua New Guinea really covers all sectors.